Good morning. It is a Monday morning, and that means Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, after the release of a videotape with some pretty tawdry comments by Republican candidate Donald Trump, which involved also Billy Bush, the Access Hollywood host and a member of the Today Show, who's been suspended, more Republicans disendorsing Trump, some even calling for him to step aside, and on the Democratic side, perhaps not so surprising, Governor Cuomo in New York weighed in.
Right. Cuomo basically said for New York politicians, it's not good enough for New York Republicans to just say they're appalled by Trump's comments. They should back away from supporting him entirely. He's saying, you know, Cuomo, who's supporting Hillary Clinton, you know, a fellow Democrat, says that it was such a horrible statement that came out that Republicans need to just, you know, back away from Trump entirely.
And yet we see your column here, State Senate Chief's brave face amid Trump filth.
Yeah, Flanagan, John Flanagan, the Senate Majority Leader, says that, you know, he agrees what Trump said was deplorable, but he did not back away from him. And more importantly, he feels that it will not impact the race for the state Senate. Which party controls the state Senate is up in the air this year in November. Flanagan says we have good candidates, a good message that will out-Trump Trump, and that the Democrats, though, say they're going to use the Trump comments against every Republican Senate candidate in a series of ads and mailers.
New York's involvement, potential involvement, alleged involvement in the Bridgegate scandal, the trial going on now.
Yeah, last week, David Wildstein, a former top official for Chris Christie, who pleaded guilty for his role in Bridgegate, dragged Cuomo into it, saying that Cuomo and his aides had pressured Pat Foy, the executive director of the Port Authority, who Cuomo had appointed, to lay off Christie during the New Jersey governor's reelection campaign. They said lay off, and they said that Foy had agreed to sign on to some kind of report that kind of would have misled the public. It never came out. Foy's lawyer immediately dismissed it, said the testimony wasn't accurate. It turns out, however, that Foy's lawyer once worked for Governor Cuomo in the Attorney General's office, Eric Korngold. So just yet, you know, more ties, and there's no reason to believe that what the lawyer said was said because of Cuomo, but it is interesting, the ties to Cuomo.
Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. You can go to nydailynews.com to read more, and we always appreciate you joining us, Ken.
Anytime. Be well.